Blog Talk Radio.
And now, in a corner of a basement somewhere in New Jersey, it's Between the Ropes Radio. 30 minutes of nothing but wrestling. By wrestling fans, for wrestling fans. Right here live on blogtalkradio.com, it's your host, Ty Asbury.
You know, this morning, I'm going to declare everyone, my listeners, my family, my friends, the best. And also, of course, definitely my live guest, her too, as well, because we all get to share this Thanksgiving morning and let's share of how we love Between the Ropes Radio Thanksgiving morning. I'm your boy, as always, Ty Asbury. Happy Thanksgiving. It's Thursday, November 22nd, 2018. Today is nothing but a good deal. And of course, the reason why this episode this morning is a good deal, my live beautiful guest spending her morning with us, the return of from Selena's Promotions and 2G Promotions, my live guest, she is making her return to the show. Miss Christy James is here, and here she is.
Hi. How are you guys?
Miss Christy, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing okay. You know, it's kind of early. I mean, it is in Texas. I don't know about out there.
Well, you just hit, said the key point. You said it's we all know it's early in the morning, Thanksgiving morning. We all have a busy day for all of us cooking, family, and everything. But most importantly, I want to thank you for taking the time to share it with all of us and being on the show this morning. Much appreciated.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
Of course, Miss Christy, you was on the show last year, and I'm sure a lot of things has happened since that time. And I definitely got to ask you, overall, I mean, how you feeling? I know you know it's your busy wrestling schedule, other projects. I'm sure, how you feeling?
So I'm feeling good. I'm a little nervous. I got hurt back in May, so I've been kind of out of the ring for a while. And yeah, I'm just excited for the new year and all the great matches I have planned to be a part of. So it should be fun.
Well, you just mentioned you have a lot of matches coming up within the new year, and later here on the show, definitely want to talk to you about that. I'm sure all your fans listening live this morning are definitely really excited to hear about that, so that's awesome, and we'll touch on that as we go on through the episode here of Between the Ropes Radio. And that was my next question I was going to ask you. Have you taken time off? And I guess you already answered that question. I guess you had to take a lot of time off with your injury. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, so I got hurt back in May, and I did stem cell, and then in June, the end of June, I took another MRI. They finally noticed I actually had a broken bone, and stem cell can't cure bones. So I had to go in and have surgery on that. Couldn't walk for a while, so I've been recently cleared to start training again, and that's kind of where I've been concentrating all of my energy on, is just training and getting better to get back into the ring.
Well, I mean, today is Thanksgiving. Definitely, I'm thankful that you can get back in the ring and that they gave you the okay to get back in the ring and start training. And Miss Christy, the question I have for you maybe is different with different wrestlers. Of course, as much as the body takes in the ring as far as taking time off, do you think sometimes wrestlers may go back a little too soon, or is it just, you know, you just have to be on the road, or like how do you feel in your opinion about that as far as pretty much going in a tad bit a little too early as far as getting back in the ring after an injury?
So wrestling is a very addictive sport. It feels like I've been out of the ring for a lifetime. The first week that I had no matches. I was kind of like dying, kind of like somebody that, you know, you're really thirsty and you need to drink water, but you can't get that water. That's kind of how it feels like to be out of anyone that loves their sport. That's how it feels like. So definitely in wrestling, I can say that I can't talk for other sports, but in wrestling, I can definitely say, you know, just that itch to get back into the ring. A lot of wrestlers do come back a lot earlier than, you know, their doctors would like them to. And because it is such an addictive sport, we push through a lot of pain. Like, a lot of people get hurt and they, you know, tape it up and continue to move forward and wrestle. And a lot of people, you know, they're wrestling every week and maybe 4 or 5 times a weekend, and they just don't allow their body to rest. And then we hit the gym 7 days a week on top of having matches and training, and our bodies are constantly being beaten up. And you know, you get used to always being in a certain amount of pain that your body just grows numb to, but most definitely we all come back sooner or don't take time off when we should be taking time off.
Awesome. And, of course, any aspiring wrestler listening live to the show, I mean, you're listening to one of the best. Miss Christy James is on the show, and take her advice. I mean, they're in the grind 7 days a week, in the ring, in the gym. I mean, advice that I think, you know, upcoming wrestlers should take. I mean, you have to listen to your body, but like you said, it's just the love of what you do. I mean, sometimes that it's, you know, it's always great in life to be happy with what you're doing, and you just pretty much explained everything. You love what you do. Nothing better than being between those ropes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, for me, definitely there is, you know, very few things in life that take precedence over those ropes. So it's a lot of hard work. There's nothing, I have nothing against, you know, people that are weekend warriors. But if this is what you want to do, you have to pretty much eat and breathe it 24/7.
24/7. Yeah, and like you said, like this being out as so long as you are, I mean, for me, like I, you know, just got done a marathon in October, and I went to L.A., had a great time, and I hadn't been running as of late, but I'm taking it upon myself to run today. And, of course, the weather being colder, I don't know how it is, though, you know, good old Texas, I know that's where you're at. You know, I was like, man, I don't know if I should run this morning, or we just have to, you know, me and Christy get
the
show over
with.
Yes, you
should, just run. Go and run.
Run.
Go
yeah, run,
and
bit,
do
run,
it. Yes, just run. Do it because you'll love it after. It's only going to take you, what, 30 minutes? 30 minutes, an hour? That's it?
Probably 30 minutes, yeah. I'm trying to think. I'm planning on running maybe about 3 miles. So for me, it'll take me probably under in half an hour. But, Miss Christy, I have to say, it's like, you know, it's like, all right.
Gosh, yeah. Everyone's got that.
Yeah, it's like,
take
man,
work.
I was like, well.
Take work. That's
take,
a warm-up.
I mean, for me, that's a warm-up. And it's like, and then I got to start training next month for my third marathon, which is happening in Washington, D.C. But, Christy, like, this morning, I was like, you know, 5 a.m., had my alarm set, I'm running 6. Nah, maybe I'll do it tomorrow. But then I was like, well, nah, you know, after we do the podcast, I'll do it. So, yeah, I'm going to do it. For Miss Christy, I'm going to do it. And for the fans, I have to run. So Ty's going to get his butt out there after the show and then go run 3 miles, which, yeah, it's for me, not bragging. It's like quick for me, 26 minutes, 27 minutes probably.
That's great. I mean, you have to hold yourself accountable. Now you've told the whole world, so now you have to do it. I'm going to the gym after this, so I'm going to go put in some back and, of course, some more lunges. I do like legs every day now since my injury. I'm definitely going to have to get different gear because my legs are huge, bigger than they were. So, some days, like last night, actually, last night's a good one. I didn't want to go at all. I didn't even want to go to training. My leg was hurt. My calf was hurting me really bad. And I know it's because it's been really cold here in Texas. Nothing compared to you guys out there on the East Coast. Okay. I do realize that. But since I've moved from Utah to Texas, I've turned into this Texan where if it hits under 60 degrees, I'm freezing. And in Utah, obviously, I used to wear still t-shirt and shorts in this weather. But yeah. Now I've turned into a Texan. And it's cold here. Believe it or not, it is. And last night, my leg was just hurting me because it is cold here. And I was not motivated to go to training or to go to the gym. And I'm very lucky. I have some really good friends I've met in this business. And they definitely hold me accountable a little more harshly than most friends should, but that's my personality. I need someone to get completely down on me before I'll go and do something. So I did go to the gym very late last night, almost midnight, but I went, and I went to training, too, before that. So pushed through my workout, and that's what you got to do sometimes. You know, you don't want to be there. You don't want to be part of it. Yeah, you just got to do it, because when you're done with it, you're going to be so happy you did.
Miss Christie, I have to say, 12 midnight in the gym, I got to say, get it, girl, because my ass ain't going to be in the gym at 12 midnight because I'm going to be I'm just like, you know, get up, get early in the morning, get it out of the way and be done with it. But everybody's schedule is different. But I have to say, I mean, like you said, just get it and get it over with. But I mean, like for me, I'm here in Jersey. So we're looking at the 30s today and with this cold weather. It's just like, man, it's like, I don't want to do it. But I mean, hey, like I said, my respects to you, midnight at nighttime. I mean, just like, I'm like, nope for me.
No, I feel you. So when I used to live in Utah, my favorite thing to do was mountain running. I loved mountain running. My parents had a home right at the base of the canyon, Big Cottonwood Canyon. I don't know if you guys know what that is. It's right at the base of all the ski resorts, Park City Ski Resort, the different canyon. But like Brighton Solitude, Alta, it's either in Big Cottonwood or Little Cottonwood Canyon. And my mom had a house at the bottom of Big Cottonwood Canyon, and I used to love to go run up there. And right after it snowed was my favorite time. Right above my mom's house, there was about like 45-minute hike or a 45-minute run was this beautiful lake with this wonderful waterfall. And I used to love to run up there, especially right after it snowed. It was so beautiful. Freezing cold the first, 5-6 minutes. But after that, it was the best thing for me, and it was really great for my cardio. Like, my favorite thing to do is to run in the cold.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, for me, it's like, you know, as soon as we get to, you know, get done the show here, I'm, you know, it's like cold here where I'm at. It's like, man, I mean, sometimes the cold weather could be beneficial or could be a negative for people. But I think the cold weather for me, it doesn't affect me. But it's like just the fact that as soon as you walk out the front door, you hit the cold as soon as you walk out. But
it hurts.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm awake. Okay.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, you're definitely awake. And I wanted to ask you, you talked about, you know, biking, you know, with the mountains and everything. And now that you mentioned Utah, I want to go to Utah so bad. I heard it's really nice there from what I've heard from multiple people. Now, for biking in the hills that you talked about, I mean, how beneficial is it for your legs? I mean, that's probably a huge muscle builder, I would think.
Yeah, so I have to bike 15 minutes every day as of right now, and then I have to run for 15 minutes. but I push myself really hard. So I actually bike for 30 minutes, anywhere from 20 to 30 minutes in the morning, and then at night I'll run for 30 minutes. And then I'll do, like, you know, burpees and sprints and, like, single leg jumps for distance and stuff on top of it. If I was in Utah today, I would definitely would have already been up and either biking with my mom, because my mom is into this biking. She does, like, marathons and, like, bike races and stuff. I don't know what they're called. I'm not big into biking.
I think she's
huge into those. She schedules her whole summer around competitions. So, and she's gotten my aunt hooked on it. Well, both my aunts and my sister just bought herself a bike to start doing it. My mom's crazy. She's definitely a huge motivator in my life, but she's nuts. She's almost 60. And she, this woman is like nonstop, go, 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 like
go, go.
Crazy woman. Yeah. But she loves to bike.
Awesome. I have to say, hey, my mom, Mama James, you are awesome. And if she's listening, I know she listened to the show. I'm about to start my third marathon March in D.C. So I'm always looking for people to run marathons with me, because the percentage of people will say, they say, boy, you got that, not me. So if your mom's looking for like a marathon buddy, to tell her to hit me up. Hey, I'm always looking for people to run with, because, you know, I'm always going to by myself. So it's always good to have somebody to run with you. But, hey, that's like your mom doing that at this point of her life. That's awesome. Hey, Mama Jane's killing it.
Yeah, I think she's pretty proud of herself. I mean, I don't blame her. When I'm that old, I hope all I have to do is go through a table and nothing else.
Table.
No more running.
Nothing else.
Like, you know, I'll wear like a full body suit. Hopefully I won't even have to work out at that age. Just like, okay, go to the top rope, you know, have somebody like throw me off of it. Like, yeah, that sounds good. Get paid to do that. Go home, call it a night.
But the thing for me, Miss Christie, is that lately for me, I mean, I just turned 37 in October, so I think that's still young, but I guess I'm old. But I notice on my left side that I get like pains in like my knees and my hips. So I don't know if that's called, what's it, sciatica, or I don't know if that's signs of that, but I'm very hard-headed in terms of going to the doctors. But it's like, if I'm not running, the pain will be there. But once I run, it goes away. So I don't know what the heck that is. But that's something I've been dealing with lately. But, I mean, hey, I ran the marathon back in October. It went away, so it's not stopping me. But that's the thing about cold weather. I think cold weather don't help for none of us with certain body parts.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I don't know. I can't really diagnose you. I feel like working out, stretching, yoga, you know, just certain exercises definitely does help people that have like pain and stuff. I go to a chiropractor quite regularly. So that always helps me, especially in wrestling and falling and getting hit. So I would definitely tell you, why don't you try going to a chiropractor? You'll feel like gold. I mean, you may feel like crap the first day you go after they adjust you, right? Because your bones are all going back where they're supposed to. But a lot of chiropractors have helped a lot of people with sciatic pain and back issues and knee issues. Most people have knee issues, which I learned, because their hips aren't aligned. So when your hip isn't aligned, it causes you to have like leg pains and stuff. So, but I'm not a doctor, so I can't tell you.
I got to say that this is a wild Thanksgiving morning episode of Between the Roasts Radio. But the great part is that I have live with me this morning, Miss Christy James, here on this special episode of Between the Roasts Radio, because it is nothing but a good deal. She is my live guest this morning. So we are both here until 10:30 this morning. Call us up and talk to us. We're talking about different states. We're talking about biking. We're talking about the knee joints and everything. This episode is off the charts. 646-716-5926. Talk to us about anything, because this morning's episode is really cool. Thanksgiving morning. Hope you're having a blessed morning. Miss Christy, I noticed that you, I'm going to call it, I guess you could say, Trash Talk Mania. This was actually with Crash Lucha Libre. You were talking in the ring with Miss Tessa Blanchard, and she, of course, we all know is legendary, off the charts. What was that experience like?
It was good. So I've worked with the Crash for about a year. Well, now it's been 2 years, but I haven't really been there because I've been hurt. But I've worked with them for about, we'll call it a year, since I haven't been there for almost a year. And I've worked with a lot of great people there, like Lacey Lane. She's now at NXT. Congratulations, girl. She's been there for a while.
Awesome.
But yeah, it's been really cool to be able to step in the ring with Tessa. I had a match with Tessa at Wrestle Circus. It was a tag match. It was really good. And she's, you know, she's daughter of two legendary wrestlers. She's amazing in and out of the ring. So it was quite the experience, and I'm looking forward to having a match against her.
Yeah, I mean, it's always great in wrestling.
I'm not a big trash talker, so I don't know how to talk trash on people, because that's just not me. And even when I do talk trash on people, everyone's always like, that was really nice. No, it's not supposed to be. I'm just not a mean person.
Well, I mean, and you know, it's like people, I think, just being honest here on the show, there's mean people. And like yourself, there are people that are sweet and not mean. But I think the best time maybe to get that trash-talking formula going is at a football game. You see fans talking trash amongst each other, and it works for me. I mean, I see fans of other teams that I don't like, and I start going off and everything. So, you know, that's something to maybe consider in the future. But, yeah, I mean, just if you're not, like you said, not that person that likes to talk trash, I mean, I think – it's something that probably you just have to generate over time. But when I saw that you had an in-ring experience with Tessa Blanchard, I was like, that's freaking awesome. Because, I mean, I think for you, that helps you as well in your career. I mean, you're already in a great spot, but it helps you going forward. And like you said, a match between you and her, I mean, that's something that everybody's going to want to pay to see.
Yeah, for sure. I think it'll be a good match. I mean, in anyone's career, if you have a match against anyone that has a name, people always watch that. Promoters, different promotions watch it, and it definitely can make you or break you, you know? So I think it'll be really good.
Yeah, it's just like, I mean, of course, you know the whole thing, the big word in the sky that we all look at is networking. Big thing today in today's society, you know, in work-related things, but networking in the ring, of course, you have to network in the ring, working with somebody and somebody you know. But, and like you just said, I mean, it's a big help to work with somebody who everybody knows. And they'll say, oh, I want to check that match on YouTube or any other social media outlets. But yeah, that's the key. And definitely that spot and where you and her were talking back and forth, that's a way to definitely help out Christy James.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Tessa doesn't need any help. She's already there.
There. she's
good enough.
Biggest question.
Like, she's
course,
already
big,
good
big
enough
question.
To
yeah.
be there.
Yeah. It's just like, you know, it's like she's already good, and but it's like working with her, you know, it'll make you better. And, of course, I got to ask you, Ms. Kristen,
will.
One question. I had to write down this question before I asked you this. Lucha Libre wrestling, big thing, has been for years. Now, non-wrestling fans who don't really get a chance to look at it, you know, watch it, in your eyes, why should wrestling fans take note of Lucha Libre wrestling so to maybe expand their likings with wrestling?
Well, Lucha Libre has been around for an extremely long time, probably longer than American style wrestling. So I think it's been them and let's see, sumo wrestling is probably the two longest. One,
I think sumo.
I
yeah.
could be wrong. Somebody out there is going to be like, "You wrong." The history of wrestling. I'm going to educate you, Christy, and please do. I absolutely can admit when I'm wrong, so I'm going to tell you what I know. So, Lucha Libre and sumo, I believe, are like the two longest, the oldest, not longest, oldest wrestling techniques out there. I mean, karate, but that's like, you know, taekwondo, that's a different animal. I mean, they are similar, but not. So it's been around for a really long time. My favorite thing to do is to watch these luchadoras have wrestling matches in their, like, dresses. I don't know if you guys have seen them. They're really old, like, really old, and they pretty much, it's these two women, and they... have matches wearing full-blown, you know, Mexican-style dresses. And it's just really cool. There is a story. A lot of people that don't really follow the Mexican culture, they will say, oh, there's no, like, storyline to, you know, wrestling, Lucha Libre. It's just... move, and it's like, no, that's not really what it is. There's, you know, there's a whole story behind it. A lot of people don't understand it. It's fine. You just gotta watch it. I love it. My my trainer was Mr. Mexico too, so he got me my first few matches in Mexico with Lucha Libre Femenil. They're like legendary in Mexico. They've been around for an extremely long time. A lot of women that work at WWE have worked for them. So that's kind of where my heart is, I guess, because I was trained by somebody that does lucha. And lucha isn't all high-flying, like people like to say, oh, you have to go really fast and it's high-flying. No, lucha is a lot of technical grappling moves and holds. That's probably more lucha than the high-flying. But what we know, which is and has been made famous by people like Rey Mysterio, Eddie Guerrero, you know, Phoenix, Penta, it's very high-flying. Lucha is very showmanship, so it's about showing what you can do. And in our technology days, how people have very short attention spans, unless they see something super flashy, that is what grabs their attention now. So a lot of people are going towards that. I don't like telling people what to do. You guys, I love lucha. People watch Lucha Underground. They love Lucha Underground. You know, they watch, I think a lot of matches on AAA are really good. CMLL, they have a lot of great matches. The Crash, every now and then, the Crash will televise some of their matches. And I, even when I'm wrestling and have a match, I will still go out and sit in the audience and watch all the matches.
Well, if we're all off today from work and everything, so if you don't have any plans today besides your Thanksgiving dinner, definitely check out any old tapes on YouTube of some definitely Lucha Libre wrestling. And, of course, Miss Christie, we are wrapping up this episode of Between the Ropes Radio. Today was nothing but a good deal because you were on the show. So all your fans want to know, what is next for the cool Christie James as far as kicking butt in the ring? Where can we see you wrestle next?
So in January, I wrestle a lot in Mexico. So if you're in Mexico, if you're listening to this, you're in Mexico, going to be in Mexico. Be in Mexico City January 6th, and then Tijuana on the 19th. And then I'm trying to think. I think I'm going to Nova Pro in February. Can't remember what day that is. I'll be in Florida in March. I'll be back in Mexico in March and April. I'll be in New York in April. So just everywhere. I mean, a lot of companies haven't put out their posts yet, so I don't want to give, like, specifics yet. That's for them to announce first. But if you guys want to follow me, come follow me at Christie, C-H-R-I-S-T-I, underscore James, J-A-Y-N-E-S, on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. So all three of those outlets, it's the same thing as Christie James.
James, that indeed was nothing but a good deal. Because today on the show, my live guest today was Miss Christie James here on this Thanksgiving morning edition of Between the Ropes Radio. Miss Christie, I have to say thank you for joining me on this special episode of Between the Ropes Radio. And, of course, most importantly, God bless, stay safe in the ring, and good luck coming up with the new year and all of your wrestling matches. And you are always welcome back here on Between the Ropes Radio. It was, again, two times, truly an honor to have you on the show.
Oh, thank you so much. I love being on your show. And you better go run after you get done with this show.
Yeah, after I get done with the show, I'm putting on the tights.
I'm going to forget.
I was hoping you were going to go forget, but I'm going out. As soon as I get done here, I'm going to go run my 3 miles. Christie, she's going to get her gym time on. And, hey, we're out.
Yep.
Miss Christie, definitely God bless, and you are awesome. And you're always welcome back on the show. Much appreciated.
All right, thank you guys. Bye.
Bye-bye. This is your boy Ty Asbury, and this episode of Between the Ropes Radio was nothing but a good deal because my live guest was Miss Christie James here on this Thanksgiving morning episode of Between the Ropes Radio. I'm your boy Ty Asbury. Love your friends, love yourself, love your family. Have a great Thanksgiving. I'm out. God bless. Peace.